Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shir in Adon Olam, Siyata Dishmaya, and this shir should be a special schus for Simcha ben Achagittel and Shmuel Alexander ben Achagittel. And we are up to V'hu Aya, V'hu Ave, V'hu Yeh B'Sifara. God was, God is, and God will be in His splendor. It's very good today. We're in the middle of Sfiras HaOmer, so today is Teferes, Shebet Teferes. So it's good that we are able to talk about V'hu Yehiyeh B'Sifara. So, what does Rav Kook have to say? Sidur Ol HaTzri'iyah. This is on page Mem Hey. On a simple level, it just sounds like it's saying, you know, God's forever. He just was, is, and will be. So he just got like, you know, we live 70 years, 80 years, 90 years. If you're lucky and you're healthy, 100 years, 110 years. And God, he's just, you know, he just keeps going. That's what it sounds like. But it's obviously a lot more than that. Omnam amarnu, shehavaya b'chlaluta yarda kol kach harbe yiridot miyisod or ein sof ha'elyon ad asher nitztamtzma be'olmei ha'hargasha v'ha'hitgalut shel ha'yitzira v'ha'asiya u'mikorot Havayatam Hamugbelet. We said that existence in general went down. We had, as we spoke about in the previous shir, this Or Ein Sof Elyon, this infinite light from above, and it came down here to this world Hamitzumtzum, to this narrow world, limited world. This world of action, this world of deed, this world of physicality, that's where the Or Ein Sof descended. V'chein horeinu ladat sheyesh hevdel gadol b'tochen uv'matzav shel havaya b'chlaliyuta bein havar shela v'heyota b'chivyon oz ha'yecholat elyona ha'ein sofit blu'a b'chlal kol ha'efshariyot ha'eloyot she'en ketz v'tachlit. ובין המעמד של ההווה המוגבל וערכם של הנמצאים בתיאורם המציאותי ובין התעלותם האחרונה המעולה במעמד ההשתאבות בגוף הדמלכה. There's a difference in the world in general, existence in general, between the past when it was in the hidden strength of the divine omnipotence, the Ein Sofit, the infinite, which was swallowed up with all of the godly possibilities that have no limits, and the Ma'amad of the Hoveh, Hamugbal, and the limited present. In other words, you have the past, which is unlimited godly power and possibilities. Then you have the present, which is our world, which is a limited world. And then you have it, alutam, achrona ha'meula, b'ma'amad ha'shtavut b'guf d'malk, and then you have when the world is going to be elevated at the end, when it's going to be absorbed in the body of the king, so to speak. In other words, when the world is going to be, like we spoke about in the previous shir, ve'acharei kechlos ha'kol, when there's a kilayon, when there's this, we said it's not milashon being destroyed, but the kilayon milashon of being Misave, the yearning and the pining to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is going to be what is going to happen in the end. So there's three stages of creation, essentially, what we're talking about over here. That is the first stage, is where everything could be, the infinite possibilities. Then there's the world that we have, which is very limited. And then there is the end, which is when the world goes back and is absorbed in the Ishtava, the Gufa de Malka, like the Zohar talks about. It's absorbed in the king's being, so to speak. Ha'ashava shel havayot b'mekoran ha'elyon b'pe'er chai kol olamin. This is the return of all existence to their divine elevated source with the living glory of all the worlds, kichlot ha'kol, when everything is absorbed into godliness. Kol Ela Hashinuyim, Ein lehem yachas ve'erech ki im ela metziut ha'olamit ela havayot bevchinatan ha'atzmit aval legabei ha'shlemut ha'elyona shlemut ha'dekola ein kol elu ha'shinuyim chalim klal. All of these changes have no relationship only to the metzius of our world, to the creations from their essential perspective. But legabei hashlemut ha'elyona, in other words, we spoke about how there are these three stages, but that's only vis-a-vis us, vis-a-vis the world. What about God himself? God never changes. Aval legabei hashlemut ha'elyona, ani Hashem lo shenisi, the pasuk says, I don't change. Aval legabei hashlemut ha'elyona, shlemut ha'dekola, ein kol elu ha'shinuyim chalim klal. These changes aren't chal, don't take place at all. Uveromamut oz kedushata, ein shayach shum hevdel ve'efresh klal, bein ha'ma'amad shel ha'avar, shel kodim shenevra olam, בית שהכל היה עלום בים האווירי העליון של כל האפשרויות האין סופיות, ובין המעמד של ההווה עם כל מורדיו והגבלותיו, ובין המעמד הנהדר של העתיד המלא זוהר. So as far as God himself is concerned, ברוממוס עוז קדושסה and the exalted strength of his holiness, there is no difference between the past, before the world was created, so to speak. Can't talk about before the world was created, because then there was no time. Before is a concept of time. But we'll say it for our purposes, when everything was alum biyam ha'aviri ha'alyon, when everything was just in this sea of this elevated airspace of limitless possibilities, infinite possibilities, and the present with all of its narrow boundaries, and then the future, which is filled with glory, which is filled with light, where everything is going to return to the foundation. To the foundation of its existence with Rof Pe'er Vahadar, with much splendor and glory. In other words, as far as God is concerned, it's all the same. All of these three periods are one and the same for God himself, because God doesn't change. Just his way of, our way of relating to him and understanding him. But he himself never changes. He is always the same. Ela binyan echad uvachdut shava. But in one matter, in one unity, one equal unity, are all of the situations with respect to the exalted glory of this God, Hamitale, who is elevated, Mikol Shinui, from any change, Umikol Hitpa'alut Vitrum Tmurot, and from any change and being affected by things. Hu haya, hu hove, vehu yihyeh. It doesn't just mean that God lasts, is a long-lasting God. He always was, always is, and always will be. Wow, he really lasts a long time. No, it's more than that, obviously. Havar hove ve'atid, im ha'shinuyim ha'atzumim shebehavayot, the past, the present, and the future, even though there's so many changes in the world, God is still one. And as we go through creation, Hashem doesn't change. It's not that yesterday he was not nice to me, and today he's nice to me, tomorrow he's not nice, the next day he is nice. No. Every day, Hashem is the same. That's Hashem. Hashem is the same every day, and Hashem is the same at every stage of creation as well. Nothing ever changes. Not before creation, not after creation. Hu haya, v'hu hoveh, v'hu yiyeh v'tifara. He was, is, and will be. He's always the same. And then it says, b'tif'ara. B'tif'eret gdulato ha'elyona v'ha'mefo'ara. With the glorious greatness of his elevated glory. She'en kol shinui v'chiluf tofez bo klal v'ikar. No change grabs him at all. Ki ein mitzido shum erech klal. V'ha'chiluf shel haya vehove vehayiyeh. There is no value at all in the changes of what was, is, and will be. Nothing affects God. V'chol aliyot v'chol haromemut, and all of the elevation and exaltedness, v'chol ma shebe'en aroch yoter v'yoter nisgav min hakol, and everything that is immeasurably higher than everything, more sublime than everything, kalulu b'rum tifalto, is included in the glory of God's, in the exaltedness of God's glory, asher lo dumiyat tehila, that for him silence is praise. So what does it mean, v'hu ayah, v'hu ayveh, v'hu yeh v'tifarah? It means that God's glory, God's splendor, is always the same. Nothing ever changes in God's splendor, whether it's the past, before the world, the present world we live in, and the future. Again, the past, present, and future here does not mean today is the present, yesterday and the day before that were the past, and tomorrow and the day after that are going to be the future. No, here we're talking about the three different stages in history. There's Haya, before the world, Hoveh, this world, the limited world, the pre before the world was limited, limitless possibility. Then there's the world of God's limiting himself, so to speak. And then there's the future world where we're all absorbed back into God's oneness. So that's Hayahove V'yiyeh, and that is never Hayahove V'yiyeh, and that is never going to change. That God's glory always remains the same. Wow. V'hu Echad, continues the Piyut of Adon Olam, V'hu Echad V'ein Sheni. By the way, who wrote the Adon Olam? It's attributed to Rabbi Shlomo ibn Gavirol. He was a Paitan who flourished in the 11th century. So, we'll give it to him. Give him the credit. V'hu Haya V'hu Echad V'ein Sheni L'hamshil Lo L'hachbira. He is one, there is no second. To compare to him, to declare as his equal. That's the Art Scrollian translation. What does the Rav say? Afal pi she'amarnu advar ichudan ha'elyon shel ha'avayot kulam b'sharasham ha'miyuchad b'makor ha'achdut ha'mukhlata b'raz ha'yicholet ha'elyon shu tamid b'fo'al b'chol shlemuto ha'tmima ועל דבר ירידתן ותגבלותן של הנמצאות כולן מראש ועד סוף, ועל דבר חזרתן האחרונה למקורן העליון, מקור האחדות השלמה. Even though we said about the elevated unity of all existence at their special source, at the source of their unity, in the secret of God's infinite abilities, which is always activated in his complete perfection, and then it came down and it was limited by in this world from beginning to end, and then it's going to go back up again to the Makor HaElyon, the Makor of Achdus HaShlema. Lo yale al adat shum adam lachshov chalila sheyesh eize min dugma ve'erech la'atzmutan shel ha'avayot afilu b'chlalutan u'mekoriyutan ha'yoter mizukechet. Nobody would ever think, God forbid, that there is any example and value to the essence of these existences, even in their generality and a source that is so pure. B'tor inyan mufrad o mechubar nimshal o ne'erach legabei Adon Kol Baruch Hu. Don't think that you can compare, that anything is detached from God, connected to God, analogized to God. No. Ki kol eila yiridot va'aliyot hamshechot v'chazarot tofsot makom.
This is all us. Everything we're saying, sweet friends, this is all talking about us. The way we are relating to God, the way we are understanding God. This is how God appears to us in these three stages. Legabei hagbalatan shel haolamim, with respect to the limiting of the worlds.
של היצור אשר עשה בעוצם גבורתו חסדו וחוכמתו עליונה, המתעלה מכל תואר של גבורה וחסד, מכל הגדרה של חוכמה, מכל תיאור של איזה משל ודוגמה עולם. There's no way to really understand God. God is above any definition. Gvura and Chesed and Chachma, God is really above anything. Everything we talk about in the spheres and how God relates to the world, that's all for us to understand. God's way of relating to the world, how he appears to us. But Hashem himself obviously is beyond any definition. ואין לנו קים להיות מלאים עוז הדממה מידרת קודש אורך תותו המוחלטה המתעלה מעל לכל. All we have to do is be filled with the strength of silence from the glorious holiness of the light of God's absolute unity that is above everything. והוא אחד ואין שני. He is one and there is no second. בכל האופן של ההוויות מצד ערכן העצמי. In other words, when we say that God is one, it doesn't just mean in numbers, that there's only one God and not two. What it means is that there's just nothing comparable. ושלילת השניות הזאת שוללת כל אפשרות של המשלה ושל איזה צד של חיבור בין יציר ליוצרו. There's no חיבור here. There's no connection. להמשיל לו. There's no משל to give to him. להכבירה, to connect, there is no real connection, because frankly God is above that. There is nothing that can equate itself with God. כי הוא לבדו הוא עדי עד, God is alone forever. ולגבי דידי הכל כלו ולא נחשב, and with respect to God everything is like it doesn't exist. וכל מחשבותינו הן משוטטות לפאר ולעלה תפארת עוזו. And all of our thoughts are how to glorify and elevate the glory of his strength. Me'al kol chibur, above any connection. Me'al kol mashal v'dimayom, above any analogy, above any comparison. That's what it is. God is incomparable. V'echad v'ein sheni, there's no second. Nothing can compare to God. L'hamshil elo l'achbira, there's no mashal, there's no chibur. B'li reshit, b'li tachlit, v'lo ha'oz v'hamisra. Without beginning, without conclusion. He is the power and dominion. Says the Rav. אף על פי שאנחנו מדברים על דבר ראשיתן של ההוויות במקורן הנעלם, ואנו מדברים גם כן על דבר אחריתן ותכליתן ככלות הכל, יודעים אנו שאין שום יחס של ראשית ותכלית וערך הגבלתן ושינויהם כלפי מעל הכלל. We talk about the beginning of Havayot b'mekorah m'ne'alam, the beginning of existence in their hidden source. And we spoke about Acharisan v'tachlisan, what they're going to be in the future. Kechlot hakol. We know that there is no relationship of beginning and tachlis and end and their limits klapei mala at all. With respect to God, there, we spoke about the beginning, right? The beginning before the world was created. That was stage one. And then there's stage two, this world. Great. And then there's stage three. What's stage three? That next world. Awesome, right? Wrong. Because that makes it seem as if God is limited by time. He has a beginning and he has an end. Sweet friends, this is a mistake. God has no beginning and God has no end. That's why he's God. No beginning and no end. B'li reshit, b'li tachlit. So we spoke about how there's this tachlis, it's all coming to a certain place. And how there's a ratios, how it all started somewhere in the Makor and Elyon, B'chivyon Uzo, like the Rav Kook says. No. It's true. That's the way we perceive it. But we have to know that the emesis is that God has no beginning and that God has no end. There's no shinuyim as far as God is concerned, and he is above time. V'im kol ha-siluk shel kol yachas shel shinuy v'reshit v'achrit me'elko ha'alyon, ha-metalem mikol shem v'toar, ומכל עניין של ערך ומהות, הנה רק לא העוז של המצאת ההוויות והנמצאים כולם, מראשית ועד אחרית. Since we are removing any relationship of change and beginning and end to God's elevated divine value, that is above any name or description, and above any thing that we can describe, what it is, what the mahus is. The word mahus means the essence, milashon ma, mahus, what is it? And any assessment, any erech, hine rak lo ha'oz. Since God is b'li reishis, b'li sachlis, he's above everything. Lo ha'oz, he has such strength. Shel hamtza'at havayot v'nemsim kulam, of creating existence, mereshit v'ad acharit, from beginning to end. God created all, but he's not limited by this beginning and end. He made this beginning, he made this end, but he himself is not limited by beginning or end. V'lo ha-misra, v'lo ha-oz v'ha-misra. So he has the strength of creating everything, and he is also the one who has dominion. Lehovil otam kulam b'chol masa'ehem, b'chol yiridotehem v'shinuyehem, b'chol darkei ha'sibuch shelahem, b'chol ma'amadehem u'matzehem, b'chol leyotehem b'achrona l'matara gdola k'dusha ve'alakdusha ve'alyona, asher yado shata lehem goralam l'netzach, v'zot hi ha'misra ha'mukhlata, b'chol ha'yesh meroshu ve'ad sofo, m'shmei rumah v'ad imkei tehomea, lavo l'tyatzev l'tchunat tzviyon ha'magama alyona, machshevet tmim deim, makor ha'tzibiyah kula, ha'mitnasei l'chol l'rosh. Simple Hebrew, the way we speak when we go to the falafel store. So what is the Rav saying? What the Rav saying is that God has the only one who has true dominion, because he is leading everything and all of the travels and all of the history develops and all the events and all the yiridas and all the aliyahs and all the changes and all the complexities and all the difficulties and everything. God is leading everything. God is running everything. God is the only one who has true power, and he's bringing it to the ultimate goal, the holy, divine goal that is going to be their eternal fate. And that's the true misra, that's true dominion. If all existence, b'chol hayesh, the yesh is existence, from beginning to end, mishmei rumav, from the exalted heavenly celestialness until the depths, everything is going to come to the magama elyona, this divine purpose, the thought of the tumim deim, the thought and God's thought, so to speak, the source of all hope, which is above every head. That's the true misrasa. B'li reishis, b'li sachlis. God is no beginning and end. He creates beginning and end. He has no beginning and end. And he's the one who has true strength to both create everything and lead everything on the path to redemption. So, you think about God now and how high he is and how elevated he is. So, the Paitan tells us, wait a second. V'hu eli, v'chai go ali. He is my God, my living redeemer. In kol achlala adira shel ein ketz v'tachlit shel ha'avaya b'chlaluta ein ha'ashgacha pratit nigrat b'me'uma v'hu adon olam. With all of this awesome general all-encompassing godliness in the world, there's still hashgacha pratis. Of course God is all-encompassing, but he's still watching us every time we scratch our nose, everything we do, everything that happens. He's Adon Olam. This Adon Olam, the master of the whole world, is also Eli. He's my personal God. He's my Mashgichi Aprati. As if all he had in his world was me. And with the great Yuridos of the Havayos, with the Bitachon Mole, with the true Bitachon, Shel Hachzaratan LeTachlit HaKodesh Elyon Shel Achrei Kechlot HaKol, that they're going to return to the Kodesh Elyon, when everything is going back to God. Hare ani b'yichiduti kashur b'chol ma'oti. I, in my uniqueness, in my oneness, in my singularity,
am connected with all of my essence. Ve'ani shoev et chayai michay goali, and I am drawing my life from my living Redeemer. Ve'hu keli v'chay goali, is my God. He is my living Redeemer. Hagoel mishachat, he redeems me from destruction, from the pits. Et kol ha-metziut, all reality, ubechlala kol prateh upirtei prateh, and all the details and details, b'geula she'ina poseket, with a geula that never ends. V'hi osad dalkeh arichoteh v'lo shum ikuv uv'lo shum ma'atzor. And she does her, this geula goes on its way, nothing stops it. Hachayim ha-tediriyim, this constant life. Hachay ha-amiti, the true life. True life is not just that you're alive, it's that God can never die, God can never end. God is true life. The Rav says on Moda ani lefanecha melech chay v'kayam. So he's omed on every word of the Moda ani. He has three unbelievable pages. So on chay, the Rav writes, this is on page Bays of the Siddur Oel HaSri'iya. Makor ha-chayim, otzar shef'at ha-chayim kulam, ha-chayim ha-mukhlatim, asher yafshar l'samnam b'shum simun shel chayim murgalim. God is the source of life. God is the treasury of the flow of all of life. God is absolute life. And you cannot make any sign of, there's no sign of regular life. God is above that. Kol yesod te'ur chayim b'chol ha'yitziruim hu rak et notzitzut chaya ha'me'ira la'tochen ha'met u'me'orarto aval ha'chayim ha'mukhlatim ha'chayim she'b'chol makom she'hem pokshim he'm imal'im ha'kol or ha'chayim he'm miyuchadim le'melech chay. Whatever you see in our life is just a spark of life that shines on the death and brings it alive. But absolute life, true life, life that wherever it goes, it fills everything with the light of life, is special for the Melech Chai, only for the living King. Umelech Chai hu Hashem levado. And the living King is God alone. Shehamamlacha hi kula chaya sheshifat ha-chayim haba mimekor ha-chayim asher imo hi shifat malchuto. So that's why God is called the Melech Chai, because it's this kingship of life. And it's the source of all life. We are just dead people with some life thrown in us. But we're going down, unfortunately, after we're finished over here. And we don't have absolute life. The only absolute life is in God. And obviously, the more we connect to God, the more we're alive. And this mamlocha of God, ikula chaya, it's complete life. Sheshifat chayim haba mimekor chayim asher imo v'shifat malchuto v'kula mitzuahi b'chayim ha-mekoriim hanuvim tamid bein ketz v'tachlit mimekor chazdei melech chayim kol hamshachat mamlocha inyan mishulal min ha-chayim mitzad atzmo. מה שנמשך ונעשה לידי אחרים, והמעשה בעצמו אינו מקושר בשפועים ומסדר ומפחד. אין בו בעצמו תוכן של חיים ממלכתיים, אבל הגדולה האלוהית המחיה את כל חיי העולמים. האדם מרגיש בפקיחת עיניו שהוא הממלכה חיה כולה. הוא מלך הכבוד אשר אליו העודה מתפרצת. הוא לבדו חי בתור מלך. The only one who's really alive is God. God is the one who's flowing, bringing this flow of life into his world where he's the king. And he's the only king. He's the manhig of the mamlacha chaya. Sheni mashum cheshchat mavet. There's no such thing as death by God. Ki hakol shav ve'atid lashuv liot mitaneg al Hashem b'makor ha-chayim. Everything in the future is going to be misaneg al Hashem, take pleasure in God and the source of life. Ve'ashkafat ha-atid mitbatelet behofat ha-hove ha-pitomi bereshit itbarkut ha-chayim. Asher ha-adam chash b'tzeito mekavlei sheina ha-mleim dimimat mavet. So what you're doing is, when you get up, you're looking at the future and you say, wow,
in the future there's going to be this Tchiyas HaMesim, there's going to be this eternal life where we're all going to go back to the Makor HaChayim, and then we're really going to be alive. So this is what you feel when you wake up, because when you wake up it's also like coming back to life a little bit. So that's the Chai. So this is just a different perspective on Chai. For us again, Chai is that person's not dead, so he's alive. But the true life is a life that's the source of all life. Anything that goes near it is alive, and it can never die. So that's the Melech Chai V'Kayam. It's a Mamlocha Chaya. God's kingship of the world is a true living kingship. And also, V'Hu Keli, He is my God. He is a personal God. Yes, of course, God is this great God who's ruling the entire world. But He's also Keli. He's also my God. It's a personal God. It's Hashgacha Pratis. V'Chai Goali. And my living Redeemer, the source of all life. Ani Shoevet Chayai, back over here on page Mem Zayin. And I'm drawing my life from the life of my redemption. Bigula Sheina Poseket, that one day in the future God is going to redeem us, and it's going to be an eternal redemption, and nothing can stop Him. And this Chai Amiti, this true living God, is my Redeemer. Meromami Mikol Hashpalos Kul, and He elevates me from all the Hashpalos. Umekimiyad Bomasei Aretz, and He brings me up onto the high places of the land. So today we were Zochim Mitzvah Hashem to learn the sentences of Hu Echad Vein Sheni L'Ham Shilo L'Chabira, that nothing can compare to God, nothing can be Nimshal to God, nothing can truly connect to God. B'li Reishis B'li Sachlis Lozla Mitzra, God is... we also did that God is above change, no matter, even though there are three stages, but God always remains the same in His glory. And then that God has no beginning and end. Yes, there is a beginning and end of creation. We spoke about the three stages, but God is above time, above beginning, above end. He has the true power to create everything, and He rules everything to bring things to their geula. He's my God, even though He's so great and He's so general and He rules over the vast cosmos, but He's still my own personal God, and He is my living Redeemer, which is where I get my source of life, and this is going to bring me to the ultimate redemption, which is going to be eternal. So, sweet friends, obviously this is tremendously rewarding to see Adon Olam through the lens of the Siddur Olah Sri'iyah, Marin Aruf Kuk Zatzal, and I'm hoping Hashem should give us the Koach and the Moach and the financial means that we should be Zoichem Mitzvah Hashem to continue learning the Siddur and other things in Mitzvah Hashem. B'simcha b'tuv lev of Meirov Kol. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.